God into your spirit, you are actually taking into your being that which you were made out of. You didn't get what I just said. You're actually taking in what you were created from. How many of you know when you feed yourself what you were made of, you'll get better? Interestingly enough, the Bible says the word of God is medicine to all your flesh. Look at your neighbor, say all your flesh. No, you're not talking strong enough. Everybody say, the word of God is medicine to all my flesh. I don't know about you, but of late I've been seeing these commercials on TV for these drugs and these medications, and they talk about all the things the medication will do, and they say, well, this medication will help you with acid reflux, but it may cause blindness, and it may cause you to go deaf, and it has been known to promote heart attacks. Look at your neighbor and say, that's medication that's not health to all your flesh. It may heal one thing and cause several other things, but look at your neighbor and say, the word has no side effects. No, you didn't hear him. Look at your neighbor and say, the word has no side effects. Touch your neighbor and ask him, have you had your meds today? Have you had your medication today? So I encourage you to get that and to meditate in the word of life. Very quickly, once again, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Leviticus chapter 25. The book of Leviticus chapter number 25. And last night we began in this area ministering a word, and I must complete that word tonight, and by reason of the time we will go as quickly as we can. But there are a couple of things that if you were here last night, we're going to have to recapitulate and reiterate in order to get to the point that we must get to tonight. If you were not here last night, all of you that were not here last night, raise your hand. If you were not here last night, my goodness, where were you? What were you doing? We were having church. Where were you? Amen. Well, wherever you were, we're glad you're here tonight. But I want you to get the CD of last night if you possibly can. I promise you it will edify you. But for the sake of those who were not here, we'll have to go just a little bit into this. And so some of this may be a slight repeat for some of you, but I promise you it will be powerful and life transforming when we get to it. Leviticus chapter 25. And verse number 8, and it says, and you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years, and the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Now, we pointed out last night that in the first 7 verses, God talks about how that every 6 years or every 7 years in Israel would be a Sabbath year, or what is called a Shemitah year, or a sabbatical year, or a year of rest. Everybody say rest. And again, 7 is the number of completion. It is the number of maturity. It is the number of rest. So God had set in the old covenant type and shadow that every 7 years in Israel would be a Sabbath year or a sabbatical year. And then he said, you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years. So 7 times 7 or 49 years. 7 times 7 is coming into a complete or a mature rest. In other words, you shall learn to rest and you shall get into a maturity in rest. Everybody say rest. And then he says, you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years. Look at verse 8. And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years. And the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Look at verse 9. Then, everybody say then. Say then. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Or we said last night, that is Yom Kippur. It was the 10th of Tishri in the Hebrew calendar. In the Hebrew calendar, the 7th month is the month of Tishri, and the 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur. And that was the day once a year when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies with the blood of the sacrifice, and he would make atonement. Look at your neighbor and say, once a year. Say it again, once a year, he would make atonement for the sins of the people, according to the Hebrew writer, the sins of the people committed in ignorance. So he was, he would go in, now look at this, and then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land, and you shall consecrate the 50th year. Everybody say, consecrate. Say it out loud. Say it again. One more time. Going to be a very important word. And you shall consecrate the 50th year throughout all your land, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants, it shall be a jubilee for you. Look at somebody and declare that to them. Tell them it shall be a jubilee for you. Say it again. It shall be a jubilee for you. And he said, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. Now let me do this once again and go quickly with me to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 1. Go there very quickly. I've got to do this quickly, foundationally, so we all see this again in the Word of Life. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 1. And it says, for the law. Everybody say the law. Now, when he's talking about the law, he's talking about the old covenant or these things in the law of Moses. He says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those who approach perfect. So he says the law of Moses, which includes what we were reading here in the book of Leviticus concerning the Jubilee, was a shadow of good things to come. Are you still here? Everybody say a shadow. And we pointed out last night, when you have a shadow, you don't have the thing. The shadow is separate from the thing. Say amen to this. The shadow lets me know there is a thing. Are you still here? But look at your neighbor and say, the shadow is not the thing. So this old covenant jubilee, with all of its significance and all of its order and all of its ramifications, it was significant, but touch your neighbor and say, it wasn't the thing God was after. Now stay with me. Go to Colossians very quickly. Once again, chapter 2 and verse 17. Let me lay this foundation and then I'll be ready to roll. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 17. And when you are there, say, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm going to begin once again at verse number 16 so we can get to it, because Paul makes a significant point here that has to be understood. He says, so let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. Everybody say, or a Sabbath. Now the Jubilee was a Sabbath. He said, you shall count seven Sabbaths and seven. Oh, are you still here? So he said, don't let anybody judge you in it. In other words, don't let anybody put you under condemnation under it. If you choose not to give it attention, then you choose not to give it attention. But notice, he said, all these things, the festivals of the old covenant, the new moons, and the Sabbaths were a shadow of things to come, but the substance is in Christ, or the substance is in the anointing. So look at your neighbor and say, you can disregard it if you want to, but there's something in it for you and me. Now please understand this, because it is important that when we look into the Word of God, especially when we look into the Old Covenant or into the things concerning the law of Moses, that we understand that the entirety of the Scripture is about Jesus. I'm going to say that again. The entirety of it is about Jesus. A wise biblical scholar once said that in the Old Testament we have Jesus concealed, and in the New Testament we have Jesus revealed. And as a matter of fact, when you study your Bible, you will find out, for instance, in Luke 24 and verse 47, when Jesus is on the Emmaus road and he's talking to his disciples there, the Bible says, and beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them all things in the Scripture concerning himself. Look at your neighbor and say, it was all about him. No, look at your neighbor and say, it was all about him. So the Bible says he concerned all things, he expounded them all things in the Scriptures concerning himself. And then you remember in Acts chapter 8, verses 32 through 35, when Philip meets the Ethiopian eunuch, and the Ethiopian eunuch is reading from the prophet Isaiah, and Philip asks him, and he asks Philip, he says, does this man speak about himself or someone else? And verse 35 says, and beginning at that scripture, he preached unto him Christ. In other words, he understood that that verse was about Jesus. Now touch your neighbor and tell him it's all about him. Say it again. It's all about him. And so it is important to understand that even in the old covenant, as we look at this jubilee, we are looking at a picture of Jesus and a picture of the finished work that the believer was to come into in believing in him. Wave at me if you understand what I just said. Come wave at me if you understand what I just said. Now, why is this jubilee thing so important? Let me hurry with this. Because one of the things that Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 and verse number 18, when he comes in to the synagogue after being tempted 40 days of the enemy in the wilderness, he comes in and the Bible says he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." It is in Isaiah 61. He found the place where it's written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to heal the brokenhearted, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord." When he said to declare the acceptable year of the Lord, every Jew in the synagogue knew what he was talking about, because the year of Jubilee was called the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of God's favor, or the year of the Lord's release. So I want you to get this. Nudge your neighbor and say, pay attention. Jesus declared that one of the anointings, one of the reasons the Spirit of God was on him was to declare Jubilee. No, you missed it. Was to declare Jubilee. Would you lay your hand on your brother and tell them, this is one of the things we're anointed to declare. No. You're missing the point. The Spirit of the Lord was on what? It was on the body of Christ. You missed what I just said. At this time, the physical body of Jesus was the body of Christ in the earth. So what he was saying is, the Spirit of the Lord is on the body of Christ so they can declare Jubilee to people. Now grab your neighbor's hand.